Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the producer.
I
am here to get the show started. And Miracle Man is chomping down a McChicken, French fries, and a wonderful big old glass of ice cold Coca-Cola. I already had two cheeseburgers, America's favorite fries, some good old McDonald's ketchup to dip it in, and a big Dr. Pepper. And I've got another one to go. Yeah. But I'm going to give you some technical information. Like we always do. As we all say, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, 215-383-3810. 215-383-3810. If you're on your way to Thanksgiving with your family and you want to just hang out with us for a while, that's a cool thing too, because you can just call on the phone, hook it right up in through the Bluetooth into your car, and you'll be able to hear it right on the phone in the car with you. We always say it's a special thing. Follow this show daily, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm here. There's a link there. All you gotta do is click on the link, and you'll be able to go right to the show. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio. Search up Up Front Entertainment, or just search up Miracle Man, and you'll be able to get connected to the show there. But you can go to our website, or our page on Blog Talk Radio, Up Front Entertainment. You give me a button there, you click it, says follow, and they will notify you every time that the show is live. And that way you can get a show and be a part of it. Now, let's see if there's something else to do. Miracle Man is chomping his food there. Interesting. You can. We're talking things, Jeff. Because that doesn't produce life for anybody. And
praise God, everybody. This is the preacher. This is the Miracle Man. I am going to start. I'm going to get right into this. I'm going to open right up with a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you for this great program. I thank you for this great day, the day before Thanksgiving, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you be with us as we do this great program tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless my mouth and what you would have come out of it from me. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless the listeners. I thank you, Lord God, that you would just pour out your blessings upon us and redeem our time for all this time we put into this. Just redeem it, Lord God. And I just thank you that all of the rest of that money that we have need of to get that brand new equipment is coming in the name of Jesus. And I just pray that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it's going to be a crazy busy show, but it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show because with tonight being the night before Thanksgiving, we have church tonight and not tomorrow night. So, what the plan is this. I'm going to go straight to Hebrews 11 and read those verses on faith. And the first few verses of Hebrews 12. Then we're going to continue on our journey through Genesis and Jacob's family. Then we're going to have a quick exhortation. Then we're going to delve into the world of sports for the weekend, including my, which includes my predictions for the Lions, for the Michigan-Ohio State game, for the Michigan State game, that Michigan State is playing to end the regular season, and also the Michigan High, some of the Michigan High School Athletic Association championship games of the weekend. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick Division One game, the Division Two game, the Division Five that has Swan Valley in it, the Division Six that has Ithaca in it, and Division Eight that has Novell in it. Those are all the games I'm going to pick for the weekend. Those high school games, Michigan, Michigan State, Lions, and Cowboys. Those are going to be my picks. I will give those out when the time comes. Right now, though, straight to the word, because I believe strongly in word first. We both believe in word first. We believe the word is the word is very important for salvation. So that's why we say it's so important that you read the Bible. That's one of the big reasons why I do live Bible readings. So with that in mind, here we, let me just make sure of something real quick. I have done this, that thing I had to do really quick. And so now we are ready to go. Hebrews 11, we're going to start with verse 1. And if you have your Bible, please turn with me. Now, here we go. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. God had taken him away. After he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir with the witness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger. Like a stranger in the hill country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the City of Foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren,
to call in on his phone. Well, this is a Thanksgiving show we got going on here. And one thing we're thankful for is the ability to have a show. Blessing that it is to people. You know, share the word of God, share the sports. And you know, do it from anywhere. We had a caller from Germany one time, another one from British Columbia. They weren't drinking Dr. Pepper, but that's okay. You don't have to drink Dr. Pepper to be a pirate show. And it looks like the Miracle Man got bounced off for some reason. He's having trouble with his computer. But he'll be with us directly, and he'll be back to be a part of the show. You know, it's an interesting thing, this technology. Absolutely amazing how I can sit in West Branch and you can sit in Midland, and you can sit wherever you are and all be a part of this show and experience the show as if you were right here with us. That's the power of the internet. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that's wrong, but don't go there. Do what's right. And that would be the best thing you need. Well, I think I'm going to have to be the one that does the singing and the... Tell him to call in with his phone. It works. Just plug the phone, the head jack, right into the phone. All right, he's reconnecting his. Let's see if we can get. It's all happening. Let's try something. I'm not quite sure what he was up to because I was having a little trouble on my end. But let's see. It's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for a God that loves me. I'm thankful for family that loves me. I'm thankful for I live in America. I read a Bible. I get to know who God is. Let's see if we can get somebody to talk to us about Thanksgiving. Wow, the Miracle Man is looking up. There we go. Thanksgiving time. I'm thankful that in the midst of all this Thanksgiving traffic, you're going to be safe. The angels of the Lord surround you and protect you and keep you safe in all of your ways. And while you drive, be safe. Don't just expect the angels to keep you safe. Be safe. Slow down a couple miles an hour. Make sure you have your seatbelt on. Make sure you leave plenty of time. Get done what you want to get done. Don't give in to road rage. Road rage is going to do you no good whatsoever.
Check this out, bro.
All right. Well, that didn't work. He was.
This is an interesting show. Hey, looks like he's back.
Hi.
Hey,
everybody. I'm sorry. My computer decided to make a weird noise and stuff and decided to not be submissive, and I bind that in the name of Jesus. So,
that's right.
Back to the reading. I was on like 11, like in the 20s. I was on Moses. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than of the treasures of Egypt, because he looked ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flame, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced fears and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sodden too. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now the first few verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opportunity from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now, are going to go straight along to Genesis 43, I believe. It might be 44, but...
Okay.
It's 44. So turn with me, folks, to please to Genesis 44. Genesis 44.
I love the word.
So, here we go. The cup of the set. Now, Joseph gave these instructions to the steward of his house. And he said, fill the men's sacks with as much food as they can carry. And put silver in the midst of his sack. Then put my cup, the silver one, in the mouth of the youngest one's sack, along with the silver of his grain. And he did as Joseph said. A morning dawn, the men were sent on their way with their donkeys. They had not gone far from the city when Joseph said to his steward, go after these men at once. And when you catch them, when you catch up with them, say to them, why have you received, why have you repaid good with evil? Isn't this the cup my master drinks from, was also used for divination? This is the wicked thing you have done. When he caught up with them, he repeated those words to them. But they said to him, why does my Lord say such things? Far be it from your servant to do anything like that. We even brought back to you from the land of Canaan the silver we found inside the mouths of our sacks. So why would we steal silver or gold from your master's house? If any of your servants is found to have it, he will die, and the rest of us will become my father's slaves. Very well then, he said, let it be as you say. Whoever is found to have it will become my slave. The rest of you will be free from blame. Each of them quickly lowered his sack to the ground and opened it. Then the steward proceeded to begin with the oldest and ending with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. At this, they tore their clothes, the cloth. Then they all loaded their donkeys and returned to the city. Joseph was still in the house when Judah and his brothers came in, and they threw themselves to the ground before him. Joseph said,
I bet they did.
What is this you have done? Don't you know that a man like me can find things out by divination? What can we say to my Lord? Judah replied. What can we say? How can we prove our innocence? God has uncovered your servant. Your servant's guilt. We are now my Lord's slaves. We ourselves and the one who was found to have the cup. But Joseph said, far be it from me to do such a thing. Only the man who was found to have the cup will become my slave.
and the rest of you can go back to your father in peace. Then Judah went up to him and said, "Please, my Lord, let your servant speak a word to my Lord. Do not be angry with your servant, though you are equal to Pharaoh himself. My Lord asked his servant, 'Do you have a father or a brother?' And we answered, 'We have a father. And there is a young son born to him in his old age. His brother is dead, and he is the only one with his mother's son, of his mother's sons left. And his father loves him.' Then you said to your servant, 'Bring him down to us so that I can see him for myself.' And we said to my Lord, 'The boy cannot leave his father if he leaves him. His father will die.' But you told your servant, 'Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will not see my face again.' We went back to your servant, my father. We told him what my Lord had said. Then our father said, 'Go back and buy a little more food.' But we said, 'We cannot go down. Only if our youngest brother is with us shall we go. We can't see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.' 'Your servant,' my father said to us, 'you know that my wife bore me two sons. One of them went away from me, and I said, he has surely been told, he has surely been torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since. If you take this and harm comes to him, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in misery. So now, if the boy is not with us when I go back to your servant, my father, and if my father, whose life is closely bound up with the boy's life, if he sees that the boy isn't there, he will die. Your servants will bring the gray head of our father down to the grave. Your servant guaranteed the boy's life by my father. I said, if I don't bring him back to you, I will bear the blame before you, my father, all my life. Now then, please let your servant remain here as my Lord's slave in place of the boy, and let the boy return with his brothers. How can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? No, do not let me see the misery that would come upon my father. That's some pretty crazy stuff. This idea that they wanted to blame Benjamin all because he has that divination cup, that divine, that really important cup, you know, that Jacob uses. That Joseph uses, that'd be like one of the players just stealing the family cup.
That wouldn't be a wise idea, would it?
You see, that divination cup, that's like the Stanley Cup. You know, that that's essentially Joseph Stanley Cup. And Benjamin had it. After he was told, I mean, the guy was told, the sword was told to give it to Ben, to give it to the youngest one. So he did it, and then the blame started coming. And as to why, I don't know. I really don't know why that's happened. But, folks, thank you tomorrow. And your travel safety, I seek safety over you, all of you who are traveling. And I just pray that everything will go well with you and your family. And I pray that you please remember truly what Thanksgiving is about. The original Thanksgiving happened as a result of a great crop that was harvested that fall. So that means it was the idea of giving thanks to God, you know, that we had such a huge crop. And so they feasted and celebrated for 3 days. And it was a big thing. Many of those food items that we use nowadays were not the same as the ones they had back then. Many of the cranberries, but they didn't have the turkey and mashed potatoes. I don't think they had the stuffing. Not the pumpkin and apple pies. The corn possibly, but not the turkey and mashed potatoes and stuff. Not the ham either, because many people do ham. But nonetheless, that's why we celebrate. It is very unfortunate that Thanksgiving lost so much of its spiritual significance. And prayerfully it'll come back. That spiritual significance. And be thankful, be grateful, please. That's my challenge to you. As we now go into sports, we begin with. We begin the NFL. Tuesday, Thanksgiving Day style. First, 12:30, you have the Detroit Georgia Fourth Lions taking on the 82 Minnesota Vikings live at Ford Field. Sold out game. Should be an electric atmosphere. Gonna be a big game, I feel. 6-4 versus 8-2. To a point and say, yes, we can. Trying to be the we can team, not the we can't team.
Come on, there you go.
And I'd like my goal would be for them to win the division this year. That goal cannot be accomplished, I don't think, unless the Lions win tomorrow. They already beat all three of their divisional opponents on the road this year. First time in the history of the Super Bowl that they were able to do that, which is fantastic. But now they have to do it at home. They have a better team on the road this year than at home. Surprisingly, it used to be that they could not win on the road to save their soul. The Lions could not win on the road to save their soul. For a long time. Now, they have a chance to do that. I mean, now they have a chance to beat the Vikes at home. Can Stafford be a really good quarterback again? Can they play football for the whole 60 minutes and not just do that silly fourth quarter comeback?
What? Come on, that's what we need to see right there, isn't it?
I think they can do it. I think they will do it. I think they'll get going early, but I think the Vikings will make it interesting at times. I think you will see another defense-heavy game because the Vikings do thrive on defense, and the Lions' defense has been pretty good this year, too. I think you're going to see for your score. The Detroit Lions, 20. The Minnesota Vikings, 17.
Come on.
17 Lions. And this time, instead of them having to come back, it'll be the Vikings. No, the Lions are able to keep the Vikings from getting a last-second field goal. Because the Vikings were... Because the Lions will have a good lead, and then the Vikings will try to make it interesting. And that's how I see it happening. Now, Michigan, Ohio State, at the Big House on Saturday.
Come on.
At 12 o'clock noon. Well, folks, if you're a Michigan fan, I hope you got your Kleenex ready, because... if that corn guy is going to be the quarterback and not Faith or Peters, I think it could be a long day. I'm sorry, folks. I really do. Ohio State is trying to make a point that they could, that they can be in the playoffs. I think they're really going to try to make a statement. They're very hungry after what Iowa did to them, what Oklahoma did to them. They're very hungry. They want to get as close to that playoff as they can get. So, I see the score being Ohio State 36, Michigan 21. So it'll be something like a 35, 36, 21, I believe. So look for Ohio State offense to really get rolling. And then that's just what I see happening. I don't see how Michigan can win this game unless possibly if Peters was the quarterback. Because you're never out of the game with Peters.
No.
You're never... If Peters was in, I could have still seen him losing, but I think it would have been more like a 3 or 4 point spread. But since he'll most likely be sitting out, I had to give a little bit more bleak of a prediction. Now, Michigan State looking to finish their regular season. They got to play. I think they'll beat them. No, they got to play Iowa State. I think they'll beat them. I think it'll be 28-21. And they'll finish the regular season 8-4, which is a bit better than I thought they would. Regular season. And then we'll see where they end up for bowls. Also, in college football, you have on Saturday the Iron Bowl. I don't know what time yet. I know
Iron Bowl?
Yes, I don't know the time yet, but I know this. It's Alabama, number one ranked Alabama, number, I believe it's eight ranked Auburn. Is it 8 or 10 or 9, or what's Auburn ranked this week?
Couldn't tell you.
that
I mean,
Auburn.
Look it up.
How can there already be a bowl game?
They've had polls for a long time.
Oh.
Teams are already ranked. Where's Auburn in that top 25?
Hang on.
I know it's Alabama won. I know you got Wisconsin up there. You have some others up there. Clemson's way up there.
All right, so you got Alabama is number one, Miami, Florida is number two, Oklahoma is three, Clemson is four, Wisconsin is five. Well, we're just kind of helping this computer work a little bit here. I'm having to pedal like a bike, you know.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, who are you looking for?
Auburn.
Auburn is, football. Yeah. This is number six.
Auburn six.
Yep.
So one versus six. Alabama, Auburn. Is that an 8:30 on Saturday or is that a 12 o'clock noon?
Let's see. Well, we gotta go a little bit farther. Just keep talking. I'll find it.
But you have Alabama, Auburn, one versus six. I think that's gonna be the number one game in America this weekend. As far as
parents, horses, and daughters.
3:30.
Okay, so you have a 3:30 Iron Bowl. Here's what I believe. I'm going to say the implication first before I give a score. Here's how this is going to work, I believe. The winner of this game will be the representative in the SEC for the title game. That will be next Saturday in Atlanta. So the representative for the SEC West. If Alabama wins, Alabama will be the representative. If Auburn wins, Auburn will be the representative. The winner of this, well, then, of that game, excuse me, if it's Auburn or Alabama, will likely be in the SEC playoff. That will be in January. So, of course, you're playing for bragging rights in your state. You're playing for a chance to be in the SEC title game and then a chance to be in the college playoff. So that's what they're going to get. That's what that's at stake. I'm a Bama guy, but I like Auburn too. You may remember, for those of you who don't remember this, back in 2013, or involved 2013, you had Alabama trying to kick a field goal, which would have won in the ball game. No good. Recovered by Chris Davis of Auburn. Returned 99 yards back to the end zone by Auburn. In Auburn. Auburn wins the game. Auburn wins the SEC title game. Auburn goes to play Florida State. Florida State beats Auburn. So that's what you're looking at. What do I see? I see that the Crimson Tide is going to continue to roll on.
Roll on.
As the Tigers will continue to roll, but will come just a tiny bit short. As the Tide will win. This is going to be 21-17. Because Alabama and Auburn have been focusing a lot on defense this year. So I think that's what you'll see this weekend is a big focus on defense. A few years ago, you saw a big focus on offense by both of them. This year, though, I think it's going to be the defense. So it won't be 7-3 necessarily, but it'll still be a good piece to get. Now, we go straight to high school football. We begin in Division One.
Hey, I'm still here. I'm still here, but it's getting kind of noisy in the background, so I'm going to mute my mic.
Go ahead. Next, we go to high school football. We have the Clarkston Wolves taking on West Bloomfield Lakers at Ford Field, Division One, Saturday at 1 p.m. What do I see? I see the Wolves, who won two straight state championships in 2013 and 2014. They want to get another trophy to make it three of the last five in Division One. There is also West Bloomfield, though. West Bloomfield started off 0-2. And then after that, they got a win. And then in week four, they played Clarkston in West Bloomfield. That was the key moment that I think defined West Bloomfield season up to this point, as far as regular season is concerned, at least. And now they get to play us, the Clarkston Wolves, at Ford Field to decide the fate of the Division One state trophy. I think with the running back help of Josh Cantu, as well as Michael Flugel, I think they're going to be just a tiny bit, not way too much, just a tiny bit too much for West Bloomfield this time. They learned their lesson the first time, and I think they respond. I think Clarkston wins. This will be 28 to 26 Wolves over the Lakers of West Bloomfield. Now, Division Two. This is on Friday at 1 p.m. This is going to be the Warren De La Salle taking on, yes, it's Warren De La Salle. They are taking on Livonia Franklin. Warren De La Salle's won several trophies, including one a couple of years ago. I think they get another one. Livonia Franklin did surprise some teams along the way. But, and they got to this game by the head of their chinny chin chin, thanks to Detroit King missing a field goal. So, this is going to be Warren De La Salle, 24, and it'll be De La Salle over Franklin, 24-21. Next, Division Three. I'm gonna skip. No, I'm not. I'm gonna pick it. I was gonna skip Division Three. I just decided I'm not going to. Muskegon versus Farmington Hills Harrison. Muskegon has been on such a roll this year. They've scored 670 some points this year and have only given up 75. But they're taking on Farmington Hills Harrison. This is a Harrison team that Clarkston beat this year. You also have Muskegon, who has lost four of the last 5 years right there at Ford Field. I think this time Muskegon, however, gets the trophy. I think the score of this one will be Muskegon 32 and Farmington Hills Harrison 25. So it'll still be by a one touchdown difference, but Muskegon will get it done this year. Next we go to five. In Division Five, you have Swan Valley taking on Grand Rapids West Catholic. I think you're going to see Swan Valley get the win there. This is going to be 26-22, Swan Valley. Division 6, you have Ithaca, 13-0, taking on I see Ithaca winning in their game by 35-27. Next is Division 8, where we have the Saginaw Nouvelle Panthers. Nouvelle Catholic Central Panthers are taking on Ottawa Lake Whiteford. Nouvelle's experienced here. They've won several trophies as of late. I think they get another trophy. I think that it's not going to be easy, but they're going to get it. This is going to be Nouvelle over Ottawa Lake Whiteford, 31-28. So, as you can see here, there's three teams from the greater Mid-Michigan area. That includes Midland Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, Mount Pleasant, and even like Ithaca. It includes all that. You have three local teams, and I picked the three local teams. I didn't pick them because I'm biased. I picked the local teams because I think all three of them can do it. Swan Valley has done a great job this year. Nouvelle, great job. Ithaca, amazing. So do these local teams. And to the divisions 1-3, and even division 4 and 7, the games I didn't pick. Good luck to everybody on trying to win that trophy. Now, I'm going to be there on Saturday at Ford Field for the 1 o'clock game, possibly part of the one after. But I look for it to be a great weekend. I look for it to be a great display of wonderful sportsmanship by everyone who participates, all 16 teams, great class, all of these fan bases. I just look for it to be a great positive experience, what high school football is all about. And the last thing I'm going to pick before we go is Red Wings have a home game tonight, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Red Wings, based on, in the NHL, they use a point system. It's based on how many points you have, not the amount of goals, but if you lose by only like one goal, I believe you get a point. If you win, at times you get 2 points. Red Wings are first place in the Atlantic Division because of the amount of points they have. I think the Red Wings are going to beat the Canadiens tonight by a score of 3-2. So, a quick...
Let's go Red Wings.
Yep. So, a quick rundown of all the games I've picked. Now the one I'm going to list is, these are only going to be winners. Lions, Ohio State, Michigan State. And then for high school football, you have Clarkston. After that, you have De La Salle, Muskegon, number five, Swan Valley, Ithaca, and in Division 8, you have Nivelle Catholic Central. And then you have the Red Wings. Those are your winners of all these games I picked. I will let you know how, I'll let everybody know how this stuff turned out, how all these games turned out on Monday. So, with it being the end, with it being the night right before Thanksgiving, I feel it upon my heart to play the prayer of Psalms 91. I see Psalm 91 over all of you who are traveling right now. I pray that your hand is upon us to keep charge over us, and that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk driver, no drug driver, no sickness, no disease, no plague, no fire, no flood, no crash, no terrorist, no suicide, no homicide, no, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us. We're going to be in great peace. We're going to be in great joy. We're going to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus, until we see you all again, which will be on Monday night. I sure love you, everybody. And everybody said, I love you, beautiful man.
I love you.
That's what everybody said. And so remember, folks, until next show, until Monday, God first, God always. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a great Black Friday. If you're shopping, I claim that in the name of Jesus, you'll get great deals. You'll find great rebates. You'll have favor. You'll easily find the parking. You'll easily find what you need. And I just pray that everything will go smooth. So, as I said, God first, God always. So long, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I will see everybody live again on Monday evening.
Please pass the potatoes. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yep. And while you're at it, please pass the Coke.
And
the
turkey. Big Dr. Pepper.
And the pumpkin pie.
And just a little bit of the cranberries, too.
Okay.
Later. Love you, brother.
Later, too.
Fight the good fight.
Amen. Yeah.